This week's sponsor, though, is wholly different. And I mean wholly as in W-H-O-L-L-Y, because the other one does not apply. I'm talking about Coffee Thulu for your dark roast. And I do mean dark. That's right. At Coffee Thulu, you get only the deepest, darkest roasts. And if you want to put milk in it, go somewhere else, because at Coffee Thulu, there is no milk. At Coffee Thulu, there is no soy milk. There's no sugar. There's nothing. You get it hot, you get it black. But that's also not true, because Coffee Thulu does things a little bit differently. You get a large cup of black coffee. And yes, they do things in the strangest ways possible. Because if you look into that dark cup of coffee, you could almost lose your soul. Because at Coffee Thulu, their roasts are the darkest. Their roasts are very, very dark, black, hot. Only the darkest and blackest at Coffee Thulu. But new at Coffee Thulu, coming to you, brand new offering. Coffee Thulu is now making cold brew, so you can get your Coffee Thulu dark, black, cold. Like the depths of space. Coffee Thulu, only the deepest, darkest, blackest coffee. You can't find this deep, dark, black coffee anywhere else.
The Do-Yo Download!
Hello, everybody. Thought I'd bring that little wonderful thing back, Coffee Thulu, to everyone's wonderful ears, because it's been a while. Hey, it's been a while for me, like a whole week. I'm DJ, also known as Suijin on the forums. Komusubi, Suijin. And back again, another weekly podcast release. I don't know why I paused between week and Lee, but whatever. Back again. I'm sure I could make some sort of rap about that, but I'm not going to. I'm just back to bring podcasting back into your ear holes, because that's what I do. I have not set up anything. I just wanted to get this all going and ready so that I could start talking. So I'm going to head on over to the Discord and take a look at our wonderful master sheet so that I can see the most up-to-date rankings and go over those first, because we are in the heart of Block 2. And I don't know about anybody else, but I only have one bout left to fight. And it seems like there's a few others in my boat. Well, not in my boat, because I'm not in a boat. I'm in my studio. My podcast studio. My metaphorical boat, where we're just missing one fight. Oh yeah, here we go. Wow. Hey, I did not know this. I have 6 different Kiyomarite. That's nice. I didn't know that. Interesting. All right. Heading to the official Bansuke tab. Let's start with Makushita. Oh my god. No, not already. Don't start now. Makushita. In the lead, Inkeitori with 7 wins. According to this, 0 losses. Also with 0 losses, but only 6 wins, as it may not have been logged yet. But Katayuki, 6-0. We also have 6-1 with Suzuka Fuji. And then next would be 5-3 with Rontsuri. I'm just noticing this for the first time. We only have 1 Makushita 1 listed on this sheet. That is odd. We also only have 1 Makushita 10 listed. Both in the east. Is that right? I don't think that's right. Oops. That's already open. I can't open that twice. That's not going to work. To the Bonske. Oh, we must have had some inties or something. Because, Oh. I bet I know what happened. Okay, I understand what's going on. Never mind. Anyway, moving up to Juryo in the lead, according to the sheet, is 7-1 Hiraki. In second place, all tied at 5 wins, are Matsuno Fuji, Toramaru, Kazetora, and Chubanoumi. Chubanoumi and Kazetora have 1 loss each. Toramaru has two losses, and Matsuno Fuji has no losses, according to the sheet. And then in the third place, or the bronze place, is Kitsune Fuji, Andoriyama, Tetsuba, Kaikaru, and Mayayama, all with 4 wins. And Kitsune Fuji has 3 losses. Andoriyama and Tetsuba have 2 losses. Oh, Kaikaru also has 2 losses. And Mayayama has 4 losses. So there's nobody else listed with colors on their numbers. So let's move on up to Makushita. Listed in the lead with 8 wins and no losses, Kanashiberry, our banana strawberry himself. Still in second place, your host, myself, Suijin, 6-1. And that is my current record as I am recording this as well. So that is accurate information. Listed all with 5 wins, I will go. And 5-0 is Chiyomomo. 5-2 is Hanabusa. And 5-3 is Homariyama. So that is our bronze level, third place. I don't know what to call those. Gold, silver, and bronze is what I'm going with here. And since we're in Makuuchi, I will also list off the top of the Sanyaku, which are our Yokozuna. Inazuma has 4-2. Azuma Kuni is currently 3-3, and Hikari Shoryu is 2-2. And as far as the Ozeki, we have Inoriachi with 4-1, Daizetsu with 4-2, and Hushicho with 3-1. So that is our Yokozuna and Ozeki. It's been quite eventful, and I don't know about inties or anything like that. I do see a couple of 0-0s, and since we're in block 2, I'm assuming those people have intied or Kyujo'd. I shouldn't assume, they just retired, but I mean, that happens. And remember, folks, this is the Basho where we're going to lose at least 4 people, if not 5, at the end of it. Sure, a lot of those are at the very top in the hard to get ranks, like Azuma Kuni, Hikari Shoryu, Inoriachi. But, I mean, there's going to be some vacancies and there's going to be some sliding up going on. Because if we don't have Yokozuna to fill those ranks, there's going to be more ranks for Megashira to make up the 42. So keep that in mind. So far, personally, I'm having a good Basho. There is, of course, the Komosubi curse everybody has been warning me about. And Takanami is the one that told me that really the curse comes down to, and I agree with this, that you take on all the Yokozuna and the Ozeki right off the bat, and of course, most of the time you're going to get crushed. So you have such a bad record right off the bat that that's probably why you're, you know, cursed to lose, is because you've been smashed so hard right off the bat, your will is broken. But I've beaten 2 of the 3 Yokozuna, and I believe I've beaten 1. Yeah, I've only beaten one of the three Ozeki because I've only been scheduled against one of the three Ozeki. And I've beaten a Sekiwaki. I still have to take on the other Sekiwaki this block. And then if the schedule was to hold as it would normally flow, I would also be scheduled against the other two Ozeki and then my Komosubi. But if I can maintain my record, I believe I would start getting thrown in against like Kanashiberry to weed out my Yusho contention, as I am in the running at the moment. I mean, just by record at the moment. So, I mean, I don't know how the scheduling is going to go because I'm no longer on the Torikumi team by choice. So, it's going to be an interesting thing. Down in Juryo, which is always the hot... Ooh, almost coughed there. Always the hot division to look at. As there is the fight to climb and the fight to stay and the fight to keep the fallen Makuuchi from rising back up. So obviously it's the meat between the two buns. Therefore it's the thick, beefy middle. We do have the leaders that I wrote off. They're not written off. They're not written off. That I read off. But we've got a lot that still have the first block matches just done. But there's still plenty of room for upward mobility, and we still got time to get the second block out there. So it's still wide open. And with, well, Hiraki has done all of their second block matches. So that's out. So 7-1 is definitely how they're entering block 3. It looks like Kazetora and Chubano Umi. Don't look at two names at the same time and try to pronounce one. Both at 5-1 have two more bouts to go. Toramaru has one more bout to go at 5-2. And Matsuno Fuji has three more bouts to go. So there's still a chance that they can all leave with more than 5 wins. Although there's also a chance they can leave with just 5 wins, being 2 behind the leader. But they could also leave with closer to, if not at, 7 wins. So that's a good possibility. I mean, this could be a big race in Juryo, which would be nice. Because Juryo, like I say, is the meat between the buns. And Makushita, there is a lot, now that I'm looking closely at it, a lot of non-competitors, so there's a chance to have some wildly disparate records. That's... Wow. I would have thought, you know, I should look at the sign-up. We should look at the sign-up to see some of this stuff. Where's the Discord? There we go. Basho sign-up. So... Yeah, that's me. Okay. Kyujo. Intai. Oh. Kyujo. Oh, that's a lot of Intais there. And Kyujo. Okay, well, yeah, it looked like a lot of last minute or, you know, maybe forced because of lack of signing up. So Makushita has a lot of opportunities for big wins and or big losses. So this might be a polarizing basho for Makushita. We'll see. It's also a possibility that we might see mostly upward mobility for Makushita. It doesn't look like anyone's really struggling except maybe Okiyomori. But that's only the first block, really, matches. Oh, Shinkai Fuji also. Sorry, 0-4. I apologize. But the first block matches out of the way. Hit the ground running. Second block, let's do it. You can get back there. I mean, it's 4 losses. You still have a chance to finish with 11 wins. It's no problem. And that's not just blowing smoke up your rear. Kumo, You look 3-5. Done with block 2, but you still have a chance to finish 10-5. So, I mean, plenty of chances. I've come back from worse. Me personally, I've come back from a 1-6 start to be 8-7. I've also gone from a 1-6 start to be a 9-6. So, just keep that in mind that it is possible, and it is more probable that if you keep your head up, you can do it. So, keep on moving forward. Get down, push. Get down, push. And if it looks like your opponent is about to knock you off the dojo, step out of the way. Watch them sail into the second row. Land in a chimpanzee's lap. Boom. Yeah. All right. Let's get off of that here. Uh-oh. Live on the... Let's see here. Oh, Inazuma took something I said wrong. Imagine that. That's me cracking my knuckles. Live on the air. Well, live to podcast. Speaking of that, I am multiple steps closer to making this making this a video podcast, and B, making this a live podcast, which might be still be audio, but, you know, doing this live as a podcast. I'm investigating software. I already have the software, so it's not an issue about if I can get the software. It's an issue about how the software is all going to work on the computer that I'm using, and whether that is going to be fine for what I'm using it for. And the second thing is I'm working on getting a piece of hardware that will allow me to use a different camera than the laptop camera I currently have. Now, the laptop camera isn't bad. It's just not as good as the other camera that I have for the other computer that I do video things on. And the other computer that I do video things on doesn't have the processor that my laptop has. So the laptop is by and far better to use. And if I can just get basically a USB hub, I can plug it in because I don't have enough ports. Thus the problem of this particular MacBook. I got the very first MacBook Pro with the M1 chip, and I don't have enough ports, which is unfortunate, but it happened. So there's that. But enough of my technical woes. I'm gonna have to cough. I'm gonna mute this for a second. Would have been good if I had a commercial to play there. And I did have Coffee Thulu again, but I mean, that's all I have queued up. I can make more commercials, I suppose. I'm running low, so if anybody has commercial ideas, I've only got like 2 or 3 left. So keep that in mind. I am also going to be available on every platform in the very near future, as I am also investigating how to distribute my podcast to every platform by only submitting it to one place. Because that is the thing that is holding me back, is I don't want to submit it to each individual place myself. So I've gotten some recommendations, and somebody told me about this place, and I'm going to do that, and boom, it'll go out to everywhere, which means then I can have people subscribing from every place rather than just from Apple, which Apple and my website, currently the only 2 places. Sorry, I'm learning. I'm old, all right? That's how that works. I'm old. I'm catching up. I'm not one of you kids, you know. Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn! Ah! I've been I don't know. I've been, now Inazuma. Inazuma has understood what I was saying before. Totes, for sure. Nothing's been happening in the real sumo world that I am aware of. I'm not following the news super closely. But it would be nice to... I've submitted my guest, the Bonsuke. I think I mentioned that already. Or maybe I didn't. If I didn't, I have submitted it. I am Suijin. If anybody else has submitted a guest, the Bonsuke, and they want to, I don't know, compete, submit who your name is under, and we can compare when it comes out. Like I said, I think Chuban no Umi might be the only other one that I recognize. Actually, I haven't looked in a while either. So let's go look at that. Why not? Okay. Oops. Hey, let's not put too many S's in guess. Why is it when I try searching for Guess the Bonsuke, it tells me Guess the Everything except Bonsuke, even though Guess the Bonsuke is the only Guess the Game I play? Why is that? That makes no sense. All right. Let's see here. Going through. I don't see anyone else listed that I think would play our game. Well, at least using the same... Inazuma, if that's you. I mean, if it's you. I mean, anyone can use that name, really. There's a lot less submissions this time than normal. Wow. Guess they're going to wait till closer. I mean, this last the last one, there was 164 submissions. And only one person did terrible, like really terrible. Yeah. So, if anyone out there has any ideas for fun stuff to do on the podcast, let me know. You can either direct message me, Suijin. I'm the guy with the little wave and the little dragon emoticons in his name. You can also email me, emeraldspectre.com@gmail.com. I do have some patrons on Patreon, which have allowed me to upgrade a lot of stuff. My microphone, some software upgrades, some other hardware, and I'm going to do a few more bits. I need to pitch in a little bit on my own to get those few little bits, but once I get those, hopefully everything will work out great. But you can assist. I'm only asking for monthly donations, like $1 a month. Not like per episode, because obviously now I'm picking things up and I plan on adding another podcast in the near future, maybe after I figure out this whole live broadcast thing. You can find that at emeraldspectre.com, and Spectre ends with a T-E-R, not O-R or R-E, because I think it looks better that way. Patreon.com/EmeraldSpectre. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why I spelled it for you. I'm on Twitter at EmeraldSpectre. And if you have anything else, just shoot it my way. You can also post it in the Suijin podcast channel on the Road to Yokozuna Discord. And I can read it there, because I do check that, although there isn't much going on in there since I post the episodes and nobody's added anything. Nobody wants to participate in a pronunciation challenge, so I guess that's that. We might have to do a predict the winning, the Yusho challenge or something like that for the next Basho. Not the one we're currently in, but maybe I can organize something or grab whoever's doing our own and ask them to run it for me or something. Figure that out as we go. And maybe we'll have a guest, the Bonds K. Who knows? I won't participate as I am on the Torikumi, not Torikumi. Oh my God. The Bonds K team. And I would disqualify anyone else that's on the Bonds K team. Because we obviously would have some behind the scenes info. But, you know, see who else could guess what's what. And, you know, run our own Guess the Bonds K. That would be a neat thing. I'll work on that. Totes for sure. Look at me talking like the hip kids. Right? Let me shut up now. So, anything else? Just shoot me a message. I'll be happy to listen. And as always, dear listeners, I am going to be returning again next week for some more wonderful, wonderful podcast action. Stay tuned!